Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, Rastafari Habarim, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, here, for the After the Shabbat Podcast, here, Discipleship Radio, here for the Rastafari Podcast, for this second Torah reading and feeding, here with the second Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Noah. Hear this Torah reading and feeding here on the air and in the irid, here. The Rastafari, the Saturday Night Live, the After the Shabbat Podcast.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra the kokboch samayinas get a kohulum ayinasaye meskel abra the kokboch samayinas get the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. A strong grenade of red gear inside your home.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Inge.
The way I looked at it was that, you know, it passed certain phases, you know, during the civil rights, you know, your music is pretty much the same thing what was happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system. What's happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system.
Is that trick, you know?
What is, what is, from beginning to the end, you can never change. So
So we're just Rasta from Krishna.
Around, running around. another breath. More is the love we get in return. Open your heart, let your other hand. Gonna get the blessing from the Almighty. Come, let we gather round. Come, let the peace of the love of God. Come, let we gather round. Come, let the dance in the love of God.
We'll be right back.
Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam, yes I, Shalom, Rastafari Habareem, friends, yes I, greetings, greetings, greetings. That was Johnny Clark right there. Come, let we gather around, yes I, here on the ear and in the eye we have the second sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong, Noah. Here we have the Tikkun Olam, fixing, repairing this broken world. Thought for the Shabuah right here, human evil, it grieves Jah's heart. Jah is not peering down on this earthly plane, making observations like a dispassionate astronaut. Neither is he watching I and I like a man sitting on a sofa watching like a football game. Rather, he who be his divine majesty is the father who observes the behavior of his children. So here for this second Rastafari sabbatical strong right here in the Shana as we begin here in the winter moons, we have Noah, the ancient Ethiopic Noah, Hebraically Noah. What does Noah, the name Noah, mean, Habarim? Firstly, foremostly, here we have today's daily psalm according to the royal order. Here we have Psalm 123. I'm going to ride up with 123 momentarily. But first, this right here. Burhan Selassie, a.k.a. Bob Marley, this interview where he speaks to this Torah reading and feeding right here for this Shabbat Noah, this Senbet Noah. Sabbath Noah, here, give ear.
The Lord made Adam and Eve to live a happy life.
And God created man upon earth, you know,
yeah.
From an Adam and Eve time, and Adam and Eve, them have children and things, and them going bad, and God never liked the way how man was going on. So until Noah, be like, you know, a thing like a ship or a boat, one of them big ark business. Noah build the ark, Noah building the ark, the people them say, Noah build the ark, and them say, what that? These guys are nuts. You know?
Mm.
It's just like a man come and him say, Rastafari, and people them say, what that? They don't know about that.
Mm.
I mean, you know what I mean? Anyhow, Noah build the ark, God tell him what he must do. In Noah, him three sons, and him son, the wife, the woman that was with the sons, them, and Noah's woman, and all the peers, animals, and everything, God said, must get a peer, right? And when the ark finished and thing, flood came and destroyed the rest of the people, them. All of them dead off, except Noah, them. But Noah had three sons, one named Ham, one named Shem, and one named Japheth.
Yeah.
Well, from that three son there and the rest a woman where they bought the place, they multiply all these people upon the face of the earth.
Mm.
You know? So, but mankind get lost again because, I don't know, mankind get lost somewhere down the line that them don't really, man become enemy. You know, the consciousness that Noah is our father, it coming like it don't mean anything to people, but it mean a great deal to the Rasta man, because he know that is the truth. And that's why him say love, and that's why him overstand everything. You know, that's one of the little part about the unification of the people, because other people have realized that Noah had three sons. Well, him give Africa to Ham, which is a black man. Him give Europe to Japheth, which is a white man. And him give Asia to the Chinese, the yellow people him like. You know, Asian people. So that is all. But I mean, you know, it never say, well, then it's bad as upon the earth and me shouldn't come over your side, come look for you or anything like that. We're supposed to be like people upon the face of the earth who God created.
So take that veil from off your eyes.
the prophet discussed. Glory to Jah, the prophet discussed. When my soul was hurting, deep within, and I'm worrying to be free, desperately.
Yes, yes, yes. Bob Marley right there, commentary on Noah. Noah. Now, some very good and Ethiopic manuscripts, many of them in translations in pretty good English, that we should look to and study and reason on. The Kebar Neges, Queen of Sheba, my son Menelik, is one particular document. We also have the Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, the Book of Jubilees, as well as the Book of Enoch. Some reference scrolls and scriptures, also Ethiopic Book of Adam and Eve. But in order, in order, in order, the Kebar Neges, right, is one document that gives Ethiopian His Majesty's perspective and point of view on this area of our sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. But the main message right here, is rally, 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 gather, gather, gather around, calling, 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 about to ride up with this second Torah reading and feeding here in the Shemesta. Noah. Who was Noah? Yes, I, and why I and I should rally around Jehovah's throne. Aya. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Among your brethren, rally round Jehovah's throne. Rally like one Indian and everyone on everybody. Rally round Jehovah's throne. Whether we could like it or not, from every rally. Rally round Jehovah's throne. Conquering lion of Judah leading you in. Rally round Jehovah's throne. No backbiting, no backstabbing, no broken, you not to come in. Round Jehovah's throne. One and all, Avery, gonna be rally. Rally round Jehovah's. Wicked to be united, rally, rally round Jehovah's throne. With the banner of the ice cream and gold in your hand, rally round Jehovah's throne. Knowing that you are united and one and all got to be
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for the second weekly Torah portion reading and feeding line and Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat strong,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
One and all, Chaberim, Chaberim, rally round, calling, 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 give ear, and hear right here. Interesting, the theme of the green, yellow, and red, called the red, gold, and green, the rainbow circle throne, the connection of Noah. What's the connection of the green, yellow, and red, and Noah, this Torah reading and feeding. Here, here, some first words right here, 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 give ear.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Hebrew first words here for the second weekly Torah portion reading and feeding line and Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat strong, we have Noach. Yes, Hebrew first words here for this second Torah portion here at the Shana, the beginning of Ayinai sabbatical year, picking up with the first book of Moshe, first book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Bereshit. Genesis, first book of Moses, Hebrew book of Genesis, Genesis, picking up with Genesis chapter 6, at verse 9, Hebrew first words here, Eileh, Eileh, Toldot, Noch, Ish, Sadik, Tamim Mahaya, De Dorotayo Eta Elohim Hita Halek Noch. These are the generations of Noah, Noch, Noach, Noach, Noch. Noah was in his generations a man righteous and wholehearted. Noah, Noah, Noah walked with Ha Elohim, Et Ha Elohim, Ehita Halek, Noah. Hebrew first words here for this second weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here in Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Noach, Noch, Noach, Eile Todot, Noach, Noach, Ish Tzadik Tamim, Haya B'Dorotayo, Eta Elohim Hita Halek, Noach. These are the generations. These are the generations of Noah, of Noah. Noah, Noah, was in his generations a righteous man. In his generations a righteous man, a man righteous. Ish Tzadik. Ish Tzadik, righteous man. Ish Tzadik Tamim. Tamim. The Hebrew first words, these were the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man. Perfect. Ish Tzadik Tamim. The end, as you see in the KJV, is italicized, so it would more read better. These, the generations of Noah, Noah was a just man, Ish, Tzadik, Tamim, perfect, Tamim, Mahaya, Bedorotayo, perfect in his generations, perfect he be, perfect in his generation, Noah walked with Elohim, Eta HaElohim, Hitahalek Noah. He walked with the true good, the true God. He walked with HaElohim. And that is saying enough. Yes, Hebrew first words here for the second sabbatical study in I Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat strong, Noah, the Ankh man, Noah.
Man, that is blind. All he needs to do is follow the spirit, which is legit. That is how we all grow. Know him, hello.
God, Chai Lahem, he walked with the power. He was perfect in his generation. What does this mean, Chabarim? What does it mean that he was perfect? Because many say, well, nobody's perfect, so forth and so on. But what was his generation like? His generation was enough like this generation. It says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. Here. Ras Shiloh, bring this word sound to thy hearts and minds. Right here. Tomorrow.
Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. People often lose control for material things. They sell their souls, blinded by vanity. See their best friends as enemies, not remembering the love from His Majesty. Oh, something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, all been dangerous. Something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Sticky situation I see, enemies on the rise, brutal and evil, devil in the sky. They cut, they fight, what a terror they play. Big guns, long knives, they shed his blood every day. Something about this generation, they're not like us, they love to fuss. Something about this generation, they're often dangerous. Oh, something about this generation, their attitude stinks, they won't get far. Something about this generation, when we say peace, they say war. Oh. your brother up and don't delay. Please help him today, for he can change from his evilest ways. Oh, something about the generation, they're not like us, they love to cuss. Something about this generation, they're old and dangerous. Oh, something about this generation.
This generation. Generation, generation, generation. Degeneration, regeneration, generation. He was perfect in his generation. Who? Noah. Let's touch on Noah, Noah. All right. What does Noah mean, Habarim? So we're going to grind on this right here, here, here. Also ride up with today's daily psalm. But it's important since this is one of the Torah readings and feedings that actually is named after a personal person. So therefore, his name, Noah, has a lot to do with what this Torah reading and feeding is all about. So here, 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 like to touch on the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, right, with the Holy Spirit, the Isla Irid, right here, 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 Noah, Noah. So here we have Noah, Noah. Now, we can pick sense out of nonsense, you know, going from the English Noah, you know, Noah. He was one who knew. Well, yes, he did know. He did know the true good, the true God, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim. And he's much like Enoch. Therefore, the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, a good point of reference for I and I, from the root and groundation of the Ethiopian Hebrews, as well as the Book of Jubilees. Also, the Queen of Sheba and her only son, Menelik. We have the Kevra Nagash, the Kevra Nagash, right? The Kevra Nagash in the Ethiopic Kevra Nagash. But as we know it, or I've heard of it, the Kevra Nagash right here, here, here also touches on Noah. From the very first chapters, it shows Noah as a type, bringing out what Rabbeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, speaks to when he says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. And here we're in the end times, the times of the Gentiles, been in the times of the Gentiles, and here in the end times, or the last days of this Gentile world system. Now, the Gentiles is also another important theme, Habarim, as we have it in these chapters right here, here picking up with Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 to Genesis chapter 11, verse 32. Hebraically, Judaically, we call this the Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam is the repairing of the world, repairing of a broken world. That's the mission as well of the good news, the gospel, the good news and the gospel of the kingdom. But here, 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 let's touch on Noah. Noah, N-O-A-H. As we said, this is one of the few Torah readings and feedings that's named after a personal person. So we call this Shabbat, Hebraically, Shabbat Noah. In the Royal Amharic, Senbet Noah, Senbet Noah. And here, 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 in the English, Sabbath Noah. So in the AV is authorized version, right? And the authorized version is spelt as N-O-A-H. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 from the KJV perspective, the name is N-O-E, N-O-E, just to make that distinction right there. So if we're looking these things up, you might miss some of the quotes and the reference in the Gentile languages like English because of the, you know, the respelling. So we have N-O-A-H, authorized version, example, Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, N-O-E. But this name here, Noah, 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 we say it's the Ankh man because going into the etymology from the Ethiopic or the Ge'ez and getting to the root of things, we see the likeness at the roots. We'll touch on that as we move forward. But this is called Noah right now, the Ankh man. What does Ankh, Ankh, Ankh said to mean life? Well, Noah and those with Noah, they lived, they survived. So therefore, that is one connection. But Hebraically, from the Hebrew, Noah, Noach, means rest or calm. Noach means quiet. In a connotative sense, from the Hebrew, peace, rest, calm, tranquility. Also, Noach, referring to equilibrium. So first the fire cycle, and then we'll touch on the meta-fire cycle, the metaphysical. The physical, the basic earthly type before the heavenly type, the outer type before the inner type. Noah was a son of Lamech. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us, I and I, in our work and in the toil of our hands, which cometh, because of the ground that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath cursed." Here we have Bereshit, Genesis. Genesis chapter 5, verse 29. So Noah is introduced to us in the first sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical study, the first here in the Shemester, Bereshit. Genesis chapter 5, verse 29. Noah, he built the ark in that he and his family were later saved during the flood, also called sometimes the deluge, the great deluge, the flood. Here we have Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6 at verse 8. Now, verse 8 of Genesis chapter 6 is where we ended off with the first Rastafari sabbatical study, or Shabbat Bereshit. Now we're here in Shabbat Noach. So in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 to Genesis chapter 9, verse 29, we have the events narrated as it is written concerning the salvation of Noah and his family who were saved by way of the ark during the flood. Secondarily, Noah was also the name of one of the daughters. So Noah, the name Noah, can be, according to the scriptures, the B-I-B-L-E, the glory of his divine majesty, the name can be a male name, a name of a male, Zakar, or the name of a female, Nekeba. So firstly, we have the name of the male or the man named Noah, and here we have the name of the woman, Noah. Noah was the name of one of the daughters of Zelophehad. Zelophehad, a Manassite, the tribe of Manasseh or Manasseh, who had no sons, Manasseh, and whose inheritance went to his five daughters. So here we have daughters inheriting, and one of those daughters was named Noah. In Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 26, verse 33, Numbers chapter 27, verse 7, and Numbers chapter 36, verse 11. So let's take note. We have Noah, the name once again, basic interpretive meaning from the Hebrew, the Targum interpretation, rest, Noah, calm, Noah, quiet, Noah, type of, in essence, peace, Noah, tranquility, Noah, equilibrium, Noah, and a male and a female, according to the scriptures, with the name of Noah. That's the phi cycle, that's the physical, and here is the metaphi cycle, the metaphysical. The Noah of Genesis chapters 6 to 9 is what we're going to focus on and zoom in on for this second sabbatical study in this Shabbat Strong. Noah of Genesis chapter 6 to 9 was the son of one named Lamech. Lamech means a strong young man. bringing out the Hebrew sense into the English, Lamech, a strong young man, and signifies the strength of youth. And Noah means rest. Also, we have it in the quote that Lamech, his father, said in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us." So the sense of comforting us, providing us calm and rest, tranquility and equilibrium. He will balance, as it were, the equation. Thus, it is in the Sinai youth that I and I idealize the material and attach our spiritual enthusiasm to the things of sense, of the sense consciousness. But the law of reaction, the Torah, direction, instruction, the law of reaction sets in. Noah rests. He finds, quote, favor. He finds favor, chen. He finds favor in the eyes of Jehovah. So the word here, favor, brings out the sense of chen, right? Like chana. He finds favor or a type of grace, favor in the eyes of he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name. If in the strength of your youth, you have indulged in the things of sense, of the sense consciousness, the law, the Torah, right, the Torah, the law of spiritual, irritical equilibrium represented by the Lord, by Ha-Adon, Ha-Adawan, by Adonai, by Yahuwah, by Jehovah, by Adonai, Jehovah, is now working itself out in a rest, a type of noch. And you may have bodily ills, it is said. This is where the race of the wicked, the race of the ratchet thoughts drowns, and your earth is cleansed. Here, part of the metaphysical from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Come, make reason on this. But first, let's give ear and hear right here. So here, the likeness here of the drowning of the race of the wicked with the thoughts. So in the spiritual, the Hebrew science, the ratchet, as they are the ratchet people, right, we also have ratchet thoughts, wicked thoughts. And as we have the natural earth, we have our body type. Our body is likened to the earth right there. So Noah can also be said to be the obedience, the Shema, Tishmoa, the hearing and obeying and feeling, the obedience through that seed, through which the seed for a new state, the seed for a new state of consciousness is saved, is preserved. Again, Noah, in type, typifies the consciousness at rest in Ha Elohim, in Alahayim, Hailahim, in the power. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 10, we have the three sons of Noah. They represent states of mind. So in the metaphysics, the Hebrew science, we have the three sons of Noah representing states, standing, statuses of mind, of mental, we say, consciousness. Shem means renown. Now, here's what's interesting as we get into this Torah reading and feeding. It speaks about the men of renown. The men of renown are known to us based on the stories and the mythos and the mythologies as the ancient heroes. The heroes of mythology, those ones of a name. So Shem, The name Shem, the name Shem means name. So we refer to he who be who he be respectfully as Hashem, the name. It is so that we do not say the name in vain. So the Hashem, the name. So Shem, the man, Shem, the name, means name, but brings out in translation renown. So what's interesting is that when it talks about the men of renown, the men of old, the men of renown, they were men of the name or men of a name, you know, like one having a name, you know, do you know so-and-so? Yeah, I heard the name, that name, you know, the name, they have renown. They are known by the name. So Shem means renown. This typifies in type the spiritual, the iritical. Now we can segue right here to the Kevr Neges. In the Kevr Neges, it speaks to the holy Ethiopia is of, and the kings of Ethiopia are of Shem, of the name. Now, Ham, in the Hebrew we say Ham. Ham means like hot. Like, in a sense, we use it unconsciously when we say, yeah, man, he went ham on him. I'm going to go ham on you, go ham. In the sense of going hot, calm, or in other dialects, calm. Some speakers, due to their mother tongues, have some difficulty pronouncing the kh, so they might say it as calm. So calm, or Hebraically, calm. In the English, they say ham, but that caused a lot of confusion because ham doesn't have anything to do with that other ham. So ham meaning warmth or heat. This typifies in type the physical, the phi cycle, ham, the physical, the phi cycle. And Yafet, or Japheth meaning extender, to extend, to broaden, to extend. This in type typifies the intellectual or reason, the intellectual or reason. So what do we have here? The three sons of Noah, Shem, meaning name or renown, the spiritual, calm, meaning warmth or heat, typifying the phi cycle, the physical, and Japheth, meaning extender, typifying the intellectual, the intellect, and reason. The interpretation, the Targum. In the Hebrew, we say Targum for interpretation. The Royal Amharic is pronounced as Targum. So in the Amharic, from the Ge'ez, we say Targum, interpretation. In the Hebrew, we say Targum. So the Targum of Genesis of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, is that when the faculties of mind have been used in wrong relation to ha-emet, to the emet, to truth, certain deconstructive processes set in, and the quote earth, signifying the man-made realm of thought. The earth is the man-made realm of thought. What is so very interesting, it says throughout the Torah in various places, because of the wickedness of people, how the earth or the land becomes defiled. So we have the destructive processes that are set in, and the earth being in a state of corruption, the earth being in a state of corruption. Genesis chapter 6, verse 12, we have HaTorah, the Torah, the direction, instruction, or the law of Jehovah begins to regulate, the law of Jehovah begins to regulate the consciousness of man, the consciousness of humanity. The flood is representative of the baptism of HaRuach, of the Ruach, of the Irid, of the spirit, of the Menses, and is necessary. It's a necessity. It's necessary in order to establish equilibrium, balance, the true cross, balance in the three planes of mental activity. The three planes of mental activity refer to the Hebrew science and metaphysical concerning the sons of Noah. In Genesis chapter 7, verses 11 to 13, when the whole man, signified here according to the scripture and the Hebrew science by Noah, Ishto, or Seto, his Oset, his Eshet, his wife, his woman, and his sons, Isha's, or his sons, Nashim, his sons' wives, has been washed in the regeneration. Remember, Noah was perfect in his generation, but humanity in Genoa in general had come into degeneration. Thus, we have the flood and the washing in the regeneration. He takes refuge in the ark of Jehovah. Man rests in the spiritual, the irritical part of his consciousness, even in the midst of a flood of error. Interesting how the scripture points to like a flood of unrighteousness, ungodly waters. Remember, you even have in Revelation where the serpent spews out this water like a flood against the woman, right, and her child. So the flood of error. So man rests in the spiritual part, the irritical part of his consciousness, much as the Shabbat day, the Sabbath day. 6 days thou shalt work and do all your labor, and the seventh day is the Shabbat of Jehovah. And as Robeinu said, the Sabbath was made for man, for man's rest and rejuvenation, not man for the Sabbath. Genesis chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, man, humanity, takes into the ark all the ideas inherent in being, both the positive and the negative. This is what the scripture means according to the Hebrew science when it says the two and two, the two and two. And remember the 22 of the Hebrew, the two and two, the positive and the negative activities of the organism are never separated. And this is why, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, teach I and I and we, good over evil. In Genesis chapter 7, verses 16 to 17, by laying hold of the spiritual, the irritical ideas as the only reality. In other words, by laying hold, grasping, seizing, apprehending to the spiritual seed, the spiritual ideas as the only reality, because truly evil has no permanence, it's fleeting. So only the good, the irritical ideas are the only reality, the only really real. And declaring spirit, declaring the ruach, declaring the menfes, the irit, to be all in all, one is lifted, quote, above the earth, the earthly plane, and, quote, shut in with Jehovah in perfect safety. In Genesis chapter 7, verses 18 to 20, the water represents unexpressed capacity. What does water represent in the Hebrew science? Water, the mai in the Hebrew mai, and the plural sense waters, mayim, also shared in the gutters, mai and mayim, these root, ancient root words. The water, it represents unexpressed capacity. The whole earth here being interpreted as the realm of manifestation, the realm of the manifest, the earth. The whole earth is filled with potential ideas, waiting for words of truth, word of truth. Again, the water, it represents unexpressed capacity. The whole earth in Genesis chapter 7, verses 18 to 20, is filled with potential ideas, waiting for words of truth to move up on the intelligence of Hamayi, of the waters, and to bring forth spiritual, eretical realities. In Genesis chapter 7, verses 21 and 22, when the faculties of mind find their poise and repose and pose their poise in truth, all lesser ideas die or disappear, or as I and I say, fade away through a process of transmutation. Even the ideas that seem to contain the, quote, breath of the spirit of life, end quote, are lost sight of in the fuller realization of spirit, of the irid, as the only present perception and power. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 23, when man lets go of his false sense of things, when man lets go of his false sense of things, his false sense of things, and discerns Ha Elohim Ha Lahayim Hay Lahim, the power to be the one, to be Echad, the one source of all good, he rests in spiritual consciousness, in the spiritual eretical consciousness that is represented here as Noah, the Ankhmet, with his pure ideas of being. Thus we have it written, quote, they that were with him in the ark, they that were with him in the ark. In verse 24, the waters, Hamayim, the waters, they prevail so long as it is necessary, so long as it is a must and it's necessary, it's a necessity to cleanse Haaretz, to cleanse the earth, the earthly plane, thus making ready for the expression of purer and truer ideas. Now, as we scroll forward, right here, just touching on some of the basics right here, to get a true sense both in then, but more so in now, since as it was in the days of Noah and Noah, so shall it be, son of man. Yes, I, the child of humanity. In Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 17, Noah represents the consciousness, and his sons represents states of mind, standings of mind. After his purification, represented by the flood, the washing, the cleansing, is very, very, very closely related to Ha Elohim, to Alahayim Hailahim, the power, the true good, the true God. Ha Elohim, he covenants or agrees, in a sense, comes into a contractual agreement. Elohim, he covenants or agrees to bless the purified consciousness and its realm of ideas. Purified consciousness, Noah, his realm of ideas, his seeds, speaking of Shem, Ham, and Yafet. Every idea represented in the scripts as the living creature that is illumined or illuminated, enlightened of spirit of Irid, even ideas related to the body consciousness represented by the earth. So the earth, the body consciousness, is blessed when man knows, when he knows the creative Torah, the creative direction, instruction, and he cooperates with it. Once the consciousness has been cleansed and man has awakened to his spiritual, his irithical nature, he is saved through obedience to the divine Torah, the divine law, and is no longer subject to dissolution through negative means. This berit, this kidan, this covenant that is eternal, is to those who give up mind and body into the keeping of the divine law, the divine direction, instruction known as the divine Torah. Now, coming to that bow, that rainbow, Arenguade Bichake, the green, yellow, red, the red, gold, green, the bow. The bow, what does the bow signify? The bow signifies the orderly arrangement. What does the rainbow signify? The orderly arrangement of ideas in divine mind. And their perfect manifestation. Now, a little note right here. Many of the Sodomite activists, they also use the bow. They use the rainbow. But take note. The rainbow used by the Sodomite activists is turned upside down. The bow in its proper order has red at the groundation. The rainbow in its proper order has red. This is why the ground, the Adama, linked to the Adam, the ground. So as we see with the Ethiopian, the imperial, the holy Ethiopian, Sendek Alama, we have Arenguade, the green at the uppermost, Bicha, the yellow in the midst, and the K, the red at the groundation. And we have this testified in the constitution of His Divine Majesty Ketamawi Haile Selassie, where it lists the order in true order. Green at the uppermost, yellow in the midst, and red at the ground, as the reddish brown ground at the groundation. So again, this covenant, right, the covenant, signified by the sign of the bow, the rainbow. The rainbow, it signifies the orderly arrangement of ideas in the divine mind and their perfect manifestation. One who is poised in truth, rest in the consciousness of Hailahim, of the power's presence, of the power's face, the presence, perception, even in the midst of error. And the error here represents the cloud, even in the midst of the error, even in the midst of the cloud. That's why Robeno says to be in the world, but not of the world. Even the psalm says to rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The most powerful way to be is when you can rule right in the midst. You can step in the midst of your enemies, even when they tried to throw Yeshua from the synagogue in Nazareth off the brow of the cliff, he walked through the midst of them. That perfect poise, resting in the truth and the true consciousness of the power. When man is obedient, when he shema, to hear, tishmoa, hearing, even bamarinya, to sema, it's like the sense of it is to hear and to obey, but there's a sense of it to hear and to feel in the highest sense of feeling and perception. Thus, when the Rastaman says, he who feels it knows it in the highest sense, of hearing, feeling, perception. When man is obedient to the guidance of Jehovah, he will never, ever be flooded by negative conditions. The rainbow is a sign. It's a sign in Shamayim, in the heavens, the place where there is water. The Shamayim, the place of the waters. The rainbow is a sign in the heavens, symbolizing the perfect blending of the race, humanity, the race into obedience to one harmonious Moshiach, one harmonious Christos, Christ principle, where we have principle over personalities. The endless circle, the cipher of natural perfection coming out of obedience to the divine law, to the divine Torah, the divine direction, instructions of Jehovah. Lastly here, brothers and sisters, but not leastly, what about the woman? There was a woman whose name was Noah. The woman, the Israelite woman, the Hebrew woman named Noah, this pertains to the establishment of poise and equilibrium. In other words, the finding of the true cross, that plus sign in the soul, in the psyche of the unfolding individual, the indivisible dual as one. So the woman named Noah pertains to the establishment of poise and equilibrium. Poise and equilibrium, that's the true cross that is equal at all of its sides, that plus sign in the soul, in the psyche, in the nefesh and she of the unfolding individual, the growing and the unfolding individual. So here, a basic groundation on the metaphysics of Noah. And as hopefully we have time to touch on the Kibra Nagas, the Kevra Nages, we'll find that many of the highlights concerning Noah, concerning the ark as a symbol of salvation, concerning the rainbow, reflects these central principles and truths that we find right here in the metaphysical Bible dictionary. God bless the souls of the brother and his wife, Charles Fillmore and Cora Fillmore, who released that particular work and document, very interestingly enough, during the times when he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. So here, brothers and sisters, a quick dove right here. I'm going to ride up fairly quickly right here with today's daily song, which also has a similar theme with this Torah reading and feeding. Here, the upsetters, sufferers dove, Noah.
Time is slipping away. In my and I reach, I go, yes. See we dance, see we dance. It's a proper time. See we time, children, see we dance. It's a proper time. It's so far as time we can. Time is so far as live it up. Time is so far as time. Time to so for us to live it up. We be done, we be done. It's a so for us time. We be done, children, we be done. It's a so for us time. Now that Rasta have a grow, time to Rasta home we go. Now that dreadlocks have a grow, time to dreadlocks home we go. Because TV time, oh Lord, TV time. This is so far as time. TV time, children, TV time. This is so far as time. 400 years of colonial season. And I and I no get I own yet. I and I no reach I go yet. Cause too much kissing, children. Too much kissing,
Corresponding with this Shabbat Noah, we have Psalm 123, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel Kof Kaf Gamel. It's a hymn of faith, and we see the principle of faith and work even in Noah. Here we have Psalm 123. An individual speaks for his people. He begins in today's daily song with a singular pronoun. But from verse 2, he uses the plural. So it begins with the I, and then going forward, it's I and I. He begins with I, and then with we and us. The psalm, the chant, the Isis, was composed in the time of Iowa of trouble. And the faithful look yearningly to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, for relief. Some say that the historical background of today's daily psalm, Psalm 123, was the malicious hostility of the Samaritans and other neighbors toward the newly returned exiles, It's very interesting because even in this day and time, we have some modern-day Samaritan. Now, of course, Rovenu spoke of the good Samaritan. But that's the exception to the rule. That's why he's called the good Samaritan. But here, we have today's daily psalms. We're going to ride up right here. Calling. We have like 33 minutes right here before we go into the overflow, the overdrive, the grace period of this podcast right here for this Shabbat Noah. But it's RSS number 2, the second sabbatical study in this Shabbat Strong. Calling, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. And stay tuned as well. If you miss this, you can catch the Sunday, the first day service at the 1 a.m. Iowa. Over here, this Eastern Seaboard corresponding time, about a hour and a half from now. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Let's ride up and go into the Royal Amharic on the verse by verse. But hear this first here, the mighty diamonds have mercy dove. Yes, I, Rastafari.
So Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heaven, unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heaven, unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud, of the proud.
መዝሙር 122 በቅንፍ 123 የማዕረግ መዝሙር። በሰማይ የምትኖር ሆይ አይኖቼን ወደ አንተ አነሳው። እነሆ የባሪያዎች አይኖች ወደ ጌቶቻቸው እጅ እንደሆኑ፣ የባሪያይቱም አይን ወደ እመቤቷ እጅ እንደሆነ እንዲሁ እስኪምረን ድረስ አይናችን ወደ አምላካችን ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነው። ማረን አቤቱ ማረን፣ ንቀትን እጅግ ጠግበናልና። የባለ ጠጎችን ስድብና የትዕቢተኞችን ንቀት ነፍሳችን እጅግ ጠገበች።
Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud.
Bring forth the Bible. Today's daily psalm from the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayel Selassie, Moan, Besazem, Neger Yehuda, Siyume, Gziavi, Negus, Negez, Ethiopia, the Book of the Seven Seals of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have today's daily psalm, the Mezmor Meto Haya Sos. Psalm 123, Mezmor Meto Haya Sos, 123rd Psalm in the Mezmore Dawit, the Psalms of David, the Ethiopic Psalter. And this psalm has a theme, one who is stress and straits and anxiety and stressful and strained, you know, downpressive conditions, right? Depression and downpression and anxiety and stress. Yete chenike so. A man, a person, yete chenike so. Selot. A prayer. Yeah, me'arig, mezmor. Yeah, me'arig. Ethiopically speaking, we have the equivalent of ha me'elot. The ha-me'elot, ma'alot, ha-me'elot, the aliyah. Ethiopically, arega, and here we have the yeh me'arig, mezmor, psalm of ascent, a psalm of degrees. So here we have the HSV, Haile Selassie version, compare and contrasting side by side with the KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. Besama'am, wa'walid, wa'menfes, kedus, hadu, amlak, and jimralin, named the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. We begin. Kuteran, verse 1. Besamaya mitnor hoy, ayinochina warante anesahu. To thee I lift I up mine eyes, O thou, the eye, that dwellest in the heavens. Besamaya mitnor hoy, ayinochina warante anesahu. In the ho, ye baria watch, I know cha would get touch your age in the honu. Ye baria yitum aina would in my beta wa age in the honu. In the who? Is kia merenderes, ainachin would am la kachin, would a egaziave herno. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master. In the hole, here it is. Behold, look here. In the hole, yebariyaocha ainoch ore getacho ij in the honu. As the eyes of servants, Yabariawoch Ainoch, look, to the hand of their master, what a getacho itch in the honu. Yabariayutum Ain, what a imabetawa itch in the honu. As the eyes of a maiden, the eyes of a maiden, yebariyayitum ayn, to the hand of her mistress, whether in my betwa ij in the hone, yebariyayitum ayn, whether in my betwa ij in the hone, indihu is ki merenna dress. Ainachin, wada amlakachin, wada egaziabi herno. So our eyes wait upon egaziabi her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, our God, our source, until that he have mercy upon us, until he have mercy upon us. Indeed, who is ki merenderes ainachin what am lakachin what exiavierno? Have mercy upon I and I. Abetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, have mercy, be gracious to us, to I and I, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Maren, Abetu, Maren, Niketina Ijiga, Tega Benalina. Maren, Abetu, Maren, Niketin Ijiga, Tega Benalina. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Yeah, balat ego cha sidibina, yet ibitenyo china niket nasachin ijigat agavech. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Yebalat ego cha sidibina, yet ibitenyo china niket, nasachin ijigat agavech. Song of degrees, ye me ariga mezmor. Besamai, yemitnor hoy, I no china wada ante, anesahu. And ho ye bari awoch ainocho wada getacho ijindonu, ye bari ayetum ain, wada mabetwa ijindone, and he who is kim renderes, ainachin, wada amlakachin, wada egaziavi herno, maren habetu maren, niketin jigat egvenalena, ye balat egochas divina, yet ibitenyo in the niket nesachin ijigat agabech.
Kof kaf gimel. Kof kaf gimel. Shira hama elota, Erika nasati eta ainai, Hayo shavi bashamayim, Hine ku ainai ya ibadim, Iliyada donehem, Ku ainai ya shifaha Iliyada gebirtaha. Kain aine nu el Yahuwa Eloheinu Adashe Yahaneinu Haneinu Yahuwa Haneinu Kiraba Savainu Buzum Rebata Savahla Nafasheinu Halaag Hashai nani o habuza legie oni.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Malachias, Edek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm is Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel. Kof Kof Kaf Gimel. Or Kuf Kaf Gamel Gimel. Psalm 123, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel. Shir Hama'ilot. Eleka Nasati Eta Ainai. To the eye, I lift up mine eye. Eleka Nasati Eta Ainai. To the eye. Eleka, I lift up Nasati, Eleka, Nasati, mine eye, et Ainai. Here we have an ascension psalm, a psalm of ascent, a psalm of degree, a shir. Now shir, a song, is different than mizmor. Mizmor is a chant. Eyes is intonation, mizmor. Here. We have shir ha ma'ilot. Song of ascent, ma'ilot of the aliyah, pilgrim. Here we have the pilgrim psalms. And here, today's daily psalm, mizmor, kof, kaf, gimel, psalm 123. Hymn of faith, hymn of the Emunah. And individual, indivisible, dual speaks for Amo, his people. He begins, and I begin with the singular pronoun, but from verse 2, begin using the plural. So an individual, an indivisible dual, beginning off speaking in the singularity, using a singular pronoun, as here in the Aleph, the first verse. Eleka Nasati Eta Ainai, to the eye. Not to, but to. Un means not. Undone, unclean, unkind, unthankful, un. So more correctly, whether the KJV or elsewise, it should be to the eye. Not to the eye, but to the eye. Eleka Nasati Eta Ainai. The mizmor here, the shir, the song here, was composed in a time of trouble, an hour of tribulation, and the faithful look yearningly for and to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, El, the power, El, the source, Ha'el, Ha'el, Almighty, for relief. Some connect this with the historical background, possibly being the malicious hostility of the Samaritans and other neighbors towards the newly returned exiles, the newly repatriated exiles. Here, hymn of faith, mizmor, kof, kaf, gimel, Psalm 123, Psalm 123, shir ha-ma'illot. Eleka Nasati Et Ainai, to the eye, I lift up Ainai, my eyes. You find that there's no part of the body with which David did not praise in the eyes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There's no part of the body with which David did not praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With his head, Rosho, his Ras, Rosho, he praised, he eyes Ha'el, 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 the true El, the true God, the true good. As we have in Psalm 23, verse 5, where it reads, Thou, the eye, male, has anointed Moshiach, anointed my head, Roshi, with oil. Dishanta,
Vashemen. Dishanta Vashemen. Thou the eye anointed my head with oil. Dishanta Vashemen. Vashemen with Shemen. Vashemen. Dishanta Vashemen. With his eyes he prays Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el. As in Psalm 25, verse 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. Aynai Tamid Eliyahua. Mine eyes, Aynai, are ever, always, continually, Tamid. Aynai Tamid Eliyahua. El Yahuwah, toward to Jehovah. Aynai Tami Eliyahuwah, mine eyes are ever toward Jehovah. And here, 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 to thee I lift up mine eyes. Eleka Nasati et Aynai. Oh, thou that art enthroned in the heavens, Hayoshvi Bashamayim. Or as in the KJV, where it reads, to the eye lift up, lift high up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Eleka nasati et aynai. Hayoshri avashamayim. O thou that dwellest. Hayoshri. Hayoshri. Hayoshvi. Who is seated. The one who is seated. Hayoshri. Bashamayim. Who is seated in Shamayim. In the heavens. Bashamayim. Therefore, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and I am God, according to Yishayahu, Yishayah, according to Isaiah, Esaias. In Isaiah 43 and 12 it reads, therefore, ye, y'all, are my witnesses, the Atam, Adaiah, saith Jehovah, Noom Yahuwah, and I am God. Vani El, Wahani El, and I am, and I, El, the true good, the true God, the almighty El, Wahani El, with Atem Edai, Noom Yahuwah, Wahani El. That is, when y'all are my witnesses, Ani El, I am El. And when y'all are not my witnesses, I am not El, I am not God. Similarly, when you say, according to the opening words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel Elecha, Nasati eta aynai, Hayoshri bashamai. To the eye I lift up mine eyes, O thou, the eye that art enthroned, that dwellest in the heavens. You are saying, if it were not for me, not for I, thou, the I, wouldest not be enthroned by Shamayim in the heavens. And according to the Midrash notes right here, that is to say that if it were not for Israel, if it were not for Yisrael, there would be no one in the world to proclaim the oneness of Ha-Elohim. That is, if it were not for Yisrael, Yasharel, man who sees the true good, the true God, the upright of El, the Tsar, the Prince, that mighty Prince of Ev. If it were not for Yisrael, there would be no one in the world to proclaim the oneness of HaElohim, the true good, the true God. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our I and I Elohim, he who be who he be, the one, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. The Lord make his face to shine upon the eye and be gracious to thee, the eye. Hear, hear, hear. Bamidbar Numbers 6, verse 25. Yair Yahuwah Panayo Lecha Vihunneka. Jehovah make his face to shine up on the eye. Yahweh Jehovah make his face. Yair Yahweh Panayo Eleka, and be gracious to the eye. We Yahuneka, with the gift of grace, the gift of grace. Likewise, Scripture says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Gimel, Kof Kaf Gamel, Psalm 123, our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he be gracious to us, until he be gracious to I and I. Ken Aynenu Eli Yehovah Eloheinu Ada Sheyachanenu. So our eyes, Ken Aynenu, so our eyes, Ken Aynenu Eli Yehovah, to he who be who he be, Eloheinu I and I Elohim, Ada Sheyachanenu. So our eyes look to he who he be, I and I Elohim, until he be gracious to I and I. Ad Sheyachanenu. And also, be gracious to us, to I and I. O Lord, be gracious to us, to I and I, for I and I are full sated with contempt. Chanenu Yahuwah, Chanenu, Ki Rav, Saveinu, Buz. Be gracious to I and I, Chanenu. Adonai, Adonai, be gracious to I, O he who be, who ye be. Chanenu, Yahuwah, Chanenu. Be gracious to I and I. Ki Rav, for Nuf Nuf, Ki Rav. Sa-va-inu, Sa-ba-inu, Ki Rav, Sa-va-inu, Buz. For we are full sated with contempt. Ki Rav Sabainu Buz. Another comment. And be gracious to thee I. And be gracious to thee I. To bring thee I from servitude. From servitude, even after these here, 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 400 years. And be gracious to thee, to the eye, to bring thee, to bring the eye forth, to bring the eye forward from servitude, from slavery to the kingdoms, as scripture says, be gracious to us, be gracious to I and I, O Jehovah, be gracious to us, be gracious to I and I, for we are full sated, full satisfied, we are full sated with contempt. Chanenu, Yahweh, chanenu, ki rab, sabainu buz.
Yes, calling, 60-second job, but you catch it always on the replay. Well, not always, but, you know, while supplies last, going to ride up with this RSS number 2, Noah. Stay tuned an hour from now for the Sunday service. Yes, I once again give ear right
Psalm
here.
Psalm 123.
Yeah.
Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heaven, dwellest in the heaven. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt with the contempt with the proud of 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 the proud.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Barku et Yahweh Hamborak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. ever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Unatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torah-to, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
I have to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion. The Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamborach. Baruch Yahweh Hamborach. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo ha-mayim. Benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh. Noten ha-torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Rishon Aliyah, hear for the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Noach. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshith, here from the Sefer in the beginning, Bereshith, in the Reshith, here picking up with the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Noach. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, Shema Yisrael. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Eile todot Noach, Noach, Isha Tzadika Tamim, Haya b'dorotayu, Eta ha'elohim hitahalek Noach. These are the generations, Eile todot of Noah, Noch. Eile todota Noach. Noah was in his generations. Noach, Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya B'dorotayo, was in his generations a man righteous, Ish Tzadik, and wholehearted, Tamim. Noah, Noach, walked with Ha'Elohim. Eta ha-Elohim hitahalek Noach. These, Eile, the generations of Noach, Todot Noach. Noah was a just, Noach ish tzadik, a just man, and perfect in his generations, Tamim haya b'dorotayo. And Noah, Noach, walked with Ha'Elohim. Et Ha'Elohim hitahalek Noach. And Noah, Noach, begat three sons, Shem, Ham, Cham, Cam, and Yafet. And Noah, Noach, begat three sons, Shem, Cam, Ham and Yafet, and the earth was, and the earth also, and the earth also, the earth also was corrupt before Ha Elohim. The earth was corrupt before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Elohim said to Noah, Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, before I. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee I, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee I. They shall be male and female, Zakar u'nekeva, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come to thee I, to keep them alive. And take thou to the eye of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to the eye, and it shall be for food for the eye and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that Elohim commanded him, so did he. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading here, for this Shabbat Noch, Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 7. The sixth item, the judgment of the flood and of testing under the second dispensation. Vayomer Yahuwah le-Noach, bo ata wikola beitika illa ha-teve kia oteka raiti as adika le-fanai ba-dor hazeh. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Vayomeri Yahuwah le Noah, bo ata wikol beiteka il hateva ki oteka. For thee have I seen righteous. Ki oteka raiti tzadik. Righteous before I in this generation. Lifanai bador hazeh. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee eye by sevens, Zakaru Nekebau, male and female, male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the ear by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that Yahweh, that Jehovah commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and Ishto, his wife, and his sons' wives with him into Hateba, the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two to Noah, into Hateva, the ark, the male and the female, as Elohim commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second moon month, the 17th day of the moon, the month, the same day were all the foundations of the great deep broken up, and the windows of Shemaim of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Yafet, the sons of Noah, and Noah's Isha, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into HaTerah, into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in to Noah, into HaTerah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, Zakar u'Nekeva, male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahweh Jehovah shut him in.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi, the Shalishi. Hear for the third Aliyah, the third up offering. Offering up here for the third reading here for this Shabbat Noah. Shabbat Noah, for this Sabbath Noah. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 7, here at verse 17, for the Shalishi, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third reading. Vayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha'aretz. Vayerbu ha-mayim. Vayisu et ha-teva. Vatarema me al ha'aretz. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. Vayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha'aretz. And the waters increased. Vayerbu ha-mayim. And bear up the ark. Vayisu et ha-teva. And it was lifted up above the earth. Vatarema me'al ha'aretz. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And HaTeva and the ark went upon the face of HaMayim, upon the face of the waters. And the waters, HaMayim, prevailed exceedingly upon HaAretz, upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven, the Shemaim, were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters, HaMayim, prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon HaAretz, upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle, and of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon HaAretz, upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of Hashemayim, of the heavens. And they were destroyed from Haaretz, from the earth, the earthly plane. And Noah only remained alive. And they that were with him in HaTeva, in the ark. And HaMayim and the waters prevailed upon Haaretz, the earthly plane, 150 days. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book. That is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 8. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach. And Elohim remembered Noach. And every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in Hateva. And Elohim made a wind, a ruach, to pass over Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plane. And Hamayim, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of Shemayim of heaven were stopped, and the rain from Shemayim heaven was restrained. And Hamayim and the waters returned from off Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plane, continually, itinually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters Hamayim were abated. And Hateva and the ark rested in the 7th month. On the 17th day of the month, the moon, upon the mountains of Ararat. And Hamayim, the waters decreased continually until the 10th month, the 10th moon. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the moon, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of Hateva of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters Hamayim were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if Hamayim, the waters, were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into Hateva, into the ark. For the waters Hamayim were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in to him, into Hateva, into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove, the Yonah, the dove out of Hateva, out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters Hamayim were abated from off Haaretz, from off the earth, the earthly plain. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth Hayonah, the dove, which returned not again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah remove the covering of Hateva of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, the 2nd moon, on the 7th and 20th day of the month of the moon, was the earth dried. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Rabbi, hear for the fourth Aliyah, fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Noach, Shabbat Noach, Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, for the Rabbi. Why daber Elohim illa Noach
Lamor. And Elohim spake to Noah. Vaydaber Elohim el Noach, saying, Lamor, go forth of Hateva of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and Ishto, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon ha'aretz, upon the earthly plain, after their kinds, went forth out of ha'teba. The third dispensation, human government. The third, or Noahic, Noach, covenant, verse 20. And Noach, and Noah builded an altar, Mizbeach, LaYahweh, to Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Jehovah smelled a sweet savor. And Jehovah said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every thing living as I have done, while the earth, ha'aretz, the earthly plain, remaineth seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear. First book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, chapter 9. And Elohim bless Noah, Noach. Vayabarek Elohim et Noach and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Vayabareka Elohim et Noach et banayu. Vayomer lahem perua urbua ua milu et ha'aretz, and the fear, the reverence of you, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, ha'aretz, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat, shall be meal, food for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things, but flesh with the life thereof, which is hadam, the dam, the dem, the blood thereof, shall ye all not eat. Surely your blood, your dam, your dem of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man.
At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, man's dam, the dem, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Elohim made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, in Haaretz, and multiply therein.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Chamishi. Here from the first book of Moshe, from the Sefer Bereishis. The Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 9, here at verse 8, for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, fifth up offering up, fifth reading here, for this Shabbat Noach. Vayomer Elohim illa Noach, wi illa banayu ito leimor. And Elohim spake, Vayomer Elohim, to Noah. Vayomer Elohim el Noach, and to his sons with him. We illa banayo ito, saying, Lemor, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed, your race after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of Hateva, out of the ark, to every beast of the earth, of the earthly plane. And I will establish, Bariti, my covenant, Al-Kidane, my word agreement with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy Haaretz, the earth. And Elohim said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, between I, and every living creature that is with you, the I, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me, I, and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over Haaretz, over the earth, the earthly plane, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember, Bariti, my covenant, Kalakidane, my word agreement, which is between me and you, between I and the I and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh, carnality. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting, the ever-living covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is upon Haaretz, the earthly plain. And Elohim said to Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between I and all flesh that is upon Haaretz, the earthly plain. And hear, give ear, hear for the Sheishi. The Sheishi Aliyah, here picking up at verse 18, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 9, here at verse 18, for the Sheishi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering here, for this Shabbat Noach. Why yihayu b'nei Noach? Ha yotzaim amin hateva shem wicham wa yafet wicham hu avia kna'an. And the sons of Noah, why yihyu b'nei Noach? The sons of Noah that went forth of the ark. Vayihyu b'nei Noach ha-yotzaim min ha-teva were Shem and Ham and Japheth. Shem v'Ham v'Yafet. And Ham was the father of Canaan. With Ham, who? Avi Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Parenthetical, the shame of Noah and the sin, the chatiyah, the ukkari of Ham, of Kam. Verse 20, and Noah began to be an husbandman and planted a vineyard and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham and Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. Conclusion of Noachic, the Noahide covenant, the prophetic declaration, verse 24. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. And he said, blessed. He said, blessed Yahweh Elohe Shem. He said, blessed be the he who be who he be, the Elohe of Shem. Vayomer Baruki Yahweh Elohe Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant. And Elohim shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant. The family of Noah. Verse 28, and Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. Hear, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book, called Genesis chapter 10. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, Yafet, Shem, Ham,
Ham, and Japheth. And to them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japhet, of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Rephat, and Togarma. And the sons of Yawin, Ionians, and the sons of Yawin, Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. By these were the isles of the Goyim, of the Gentiles, divided in their lands, every one after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. And the sons of Ham, the sons of Ham, Kam, Cush, and Mitzrayim, and Phut, and Canaan, and the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havila, and Sabta, and Ra'amma, and Sabtecha, and the sons of Ra'amma, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Namrud, and Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in Haaretz, in the earth, the earthly plain. He was a mighty hunter, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Wherefore it is said, even as Namrud, Nimrod, the mighty hunter, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech, and Akkad, and Kalna, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Ashur, and builded Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Kalna, Kala, and Rezin between Nineveh and Kala. The same is a great city. And Mitzrayim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Nephnaphtuhim, and Patarusim, and Kasluhim, out of whom came Philistim, and Kaphtorim, and Canaan. Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Chet, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. And afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, to Gaza, as thou goest to Sodom and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim, even to Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, of Come of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. To Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japhet, the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam, and Ashur, and Arphakhad, and Lud, and Aram, and the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Geter, and Marsh, and Arphakhad begat Salah, and Salah begat Eber, and to Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plain divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Alamodad, and Sheleth, and Hazar Maveta, and Jara. and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, or Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobam. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest to Sephar, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah. After their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations, the Goyim, the Gentiles, divided in Haaretz, the earthly plain, after the flood.
Sisters and brothers, we have a couple of minutes right here, not enough time for the seventh Aliyah right here, so going forward to the Sunday service, we'll have the seventh Aliyah as well as the fulfillment of this second Rastafari sabbatical study with the prophet's reading, as well as the Brit Chadasha right here. We really hope that we can go into the cover and the guest, give some interesting, very interesting highlights in this Torah reading and feeding right here, with the time that we have here, preparing for the Sunday service at the top of the hour, the top of the Iowa. Yes, I, Rastafari.
King Selassie is the Almighty. I mean. King Selassie is the Almighty. I mean. King Selassie is the Almighty. I mean.
So here, we have, yeah. Let's ride up right here for El Shaddai, full on El Shaddai. El Shaddai, the Almighty Supply, right here. This Noah Torah portion, really interesting. We have the Nephilim, the Anunnaki. Need to touch on that. Who are they really, and what do our Ethiopic documents, what do they say about these and those? But here. Yes, sir. El Shaddai, all-sufficient supply, Almighty.
Hearken to the words of Jacob. These are the words of our Father, O Israel, let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave,
live. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Praises be to the Almighty One. Shall you see where we are going? For our sake I make those pleas. For the seed some are sowing. Destroy peace and
Al-Selassie,
that was Shaddai of Shaddai, Jamali. That was Jamali. This is Iwan right here, here, here. El Shaddai on the outro. Stay tuned for the Sunday service after this. El Shaddai. Closing
two. Wally, my real life, Selassie, I wish you joy. Rastafari. A winner is naturally. I won a boo house and a tame. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai. By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift.
blood, yeah.
Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship your power, through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. His angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me, true was my hustle. My Lord is my savior, true was my struggle. He is my armor, in my battle. He made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mata, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, there's two angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. His two angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right by me. That is good while you work, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never ever stop dying, ever to die. Alone, you're not, I don't like. His two angels still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Only my real life flat, yeah, with the
job. Yes, I am to die. Yes, I. Here, Sunday service. Melkam Mehud. Yes, I. Shavuot Tov. Sunday, first day service beginning right now.